Welcome to the Automated Daily Top News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is April 19th, 2024, and we're diving into the latest and most impactful stories from around the globe. Starting off with a significant advancement in public health, the World Health Organization has greenlit a new, more cost-effective cholera vaccine named Uvachol S, developed by Ubiologics. This vaccine is not only cheaper but can be rapidly produced, making it a game changer for combating cholera outbreaks, especially in less affluent nations. Despite this breakthrough, the demand for cholera vaccines remains high, with requests for nearly 79 million doses coming from 14 countries since the beginning of the year. In environmental news, a startling report from Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory warns that emissions from plastic production could triple by 2050, potentially consuming one-fifth of the Earth's remaining carbon budget. This increase is tied to the ongoing reliance on fossil fuels for plastic manufacturing, highlighting an urgent need for reduction strategies to mitigate severe climate impacts. Turning to technology, Intel has unveiled Holopoint, the world's largest neuromorphic computer, which emulates the human brain's functionality. This powerhouse can perform 20 quadrillion operations per second thanks to its 1.15 billion artificial neurons. It's set to revolutionize AI research with its energy-efficient data processing capabilities. In legislative developments, Maine has enacted comprehensive gun safety laws following the state's deadliest shooting. The new regulations include mandatory background checks and waiting periods for gun purchases, aiming to curb gun violence and enhance community safety. Over in India, the general election is underway with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party, the Bharatiya Janata Party, seeking a third term. Amidst debates over democracy and economic policies, the election's outcome could significantly influence India's future direction. In a major international law enforcement operation, a vast fraud network operating through a website called LabHost has been dismantled. This site, used by criminals to harvest personal data, has affected tens of thousands of victims, highlighting the ongoing challenges in digital security. The International Olympic Committee is embracing artificial intelligence to refine athlete selection and training. This initiative not only aims to enhance performance, but also to improve the fairness and safety of competitive sports. From the field of science, Chinese researchers have identified a gut bacteria in mosquitoes that could block transmission of viruses like dengue and Zika, offering a new avenue for disease prevention without relying on vaccines. In economic news, Taiwan's semiconductor industry continues to lead globally, thanks to companies like TSMC. Despite geopolitical tensions, Taiwan remains a pivotal player in the AI chip market, underscoring its strategic importance in global tech supply chains. Looking at the gaming industry, Microsoft is planning a major overhaul for its Xbox platform, potentially transforming it to function more like a PC. This could open up new possibilities for gamers and developers alike. Google is merging its Android and Pixel divisions to better integrate AI across its devices, aiming to enhance user experiences and maintain its competitive edge in the tech market. Meta has introduced Llama 3, a new AI language model that surpasses existing technologies in several performance metrics, setting a new standard in AI capabilities. Lastly, a breakthrough in memory technology has been achieved with the discovery of Skyrmions, tiny magnetic particles that could revolutionize data storage, offering faster and more efficient memory solutions. The U.S. Interior Department has announced a new rule prioritizing conservation and renewable energy on public lands, a significant policy shift that aims to balance natural resource management with environmental sustainability. That wraps up today's top news stories. Thank you for tuning in to the Automated Daily. We hope you found today's insights enlightening, and we look forward to bringing you more updates tomorrow. Stay informed, stay engaged.